Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Self-Confidence Project. I'm your host, Kimberly Hill. And this podcast is all about life and dating and relationships and navigating this intoxicatingly tricky world that we are all in. I want to bring you humor. I want to bring you fun. I want to bring you practical advice that you can apply right away in your lives, in your dating lives, and in your relationships. So thank you all for tuning in. I look forward to bringing you another episode. What are we waiting for? Let's get started. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Self-Confidence Project. Did you know that it is commonly cited that the average person has between 12,000 to 60,000 thoughts per day? And that's average, which means that some people are having well over 60,000 thoughts a day. Now, what does this mean for you? Well, I want to dive into it in today's podcast and talk a little bit about how when we are living in our thoughts and our thoughts are of the past, it is going to hold us back when it comes to creating the future and the life we want, especially in the context of dating and relationships. So we're going to be diving into that today. So stay tuned for an insightful episode. Now, welcome to the show. If you're new to my podcast, I'm really glad that you're here. You've discovered this, however you've come across it, whether that's through my website or just a search on Spotify or iTunes. Nonetheless, I'm really glad that you're here. We talk all things life, dating, and relationships. Really, my intention in this podcast is just to talk about the subjects that sometimes feel a little tricky to navigate and to create healthy perspectives for you so that what feels right can be applied into your life. And I am a dating and relationship coach for men. I've been doing this full time for multiple years now after about a 10-year career in financial derivatives where I've just been put on this planet to work and support men. That's just been my calling and it works. And I love being here and I love supporting you guys. And I've had the privilege of working with some really incredible men over the last 5 years that I've been doing this coaching work. Now, in case you didn't know, there's a couple of ways to get support from a coach. So if you're a single guy and you're dating and you're realizing, hey, the landscape has changed since I got divorced or I'm separated or I got out of a long-term relationship and that was really painful and I realized there's a few things that I don't really know and I want to change the future experiences I have, then I am your gal. That is really the bulk of what I do. And I'd be so excited to support and work with you. And if you're kind of considering whether a coach would be right for you, then I do encourage you to jump on a complimentary call with me. It's a dating strategy call. And really it's an opportunity to get to know each other and see if coaching would be the right fit for you. Help you work towards some really incredible goals that you might have with dating and relationships and attracting women and overcoming some of the things that might be holding you back. Now, I also work with men in relationships. So if you're in a new relationship and things are a little, uncertain or you're feeling anxious or you're in a long-term relationship and really want to reconnect with your partner, then I help with those things too. So whether you're kind of fitting into one or two of, one or the other of those camps, I'm definitely your gal and would really enjoy that opportunity to chat with you and get to know you. And you can book that call. You can apply for that call through the link in the podcast show notes or head over to my website, www.kimberlyninahill.com. Now, before I dive into today's podcast, I just want to mention I woke up in the middle of the night about 2 weeks ago and I had this idea and I went, Holy crap. One of the things that I notice with a lot of my clients is that whether they're new to dating or they're dating again after a long-term split, communicating with women seems to be one of the frustrating aspects, whether that's how to communicate with a woman on text, on a dating app, or, you know, even how to communicate and approach a woman in real life. This seems to be one of the reoccurring frustrations or challenges that poses all of the clients that I've worked with. And I've worked with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of clients for months and months at a time in the last 5 years. So as I kind of woke up in the middle of the night, I realized maybe I need to put something together that really helps men understand how to communicate with women, but how women communicate so that you can have this understanding and you're not gonna, you know, misread some of the signs that women give, because women aren't the best communicators, especially early on in the dating process and, you know, even deeply into our relationship. So I put together this audio masterclass. So if you enjoy listening to me in this format here on my podcast, and you're going to love this masterclass because, you know, it's just really about getting to the main points that you need to understand when it comes to communicating with women. Also that you can relieve that anxiety, boost that confidence, get that clarity, start approaching women in the gym, start having better conversations online. And so if you're interested in this, I am going to drop the link to access this audio masterclass, which honestly, I do not think you will regret taking a chance listening to this. There's some really, really key information that I don't share anywhere else. I haven't shared this information on this podcast. I have not shared it on my social media or YouTube or anywhere. So it's the only place that you're going to access this specific type of information about communicating with women. So if that's been an area that, you know, you've maybe struggled with, or you just want to get better, you love understanding psychology and you want to understand the female perspective, definitely take a look at this audio masterclass while I have it up and live. I don't know how long I'm going to, you know, have access to it for. So definitely take a look. I'm going to put the link to grab this audio masterclass in the podcast show notes. And of course, you know, you can access all this stuff by heading over to my website at www.kimberlyninahill.com. So really encourage you guys to check it out. I put a lot of effort and energy into creating some seriously concise and important information that honestly, I guarantee at the end of listening to that masterclass, you're going to go, wow, that's really insightful. I wish I had known this stuff 20 years ago. And I feel like I'm way more confident and equipped to have these communications with women, whether it's in person, on text, on a dating app. I cover all of it in there. I think it's a great product. I think you guys are going to love it. So go check it out. Okay, so the average person is having so many thoughts. And, you know, some of us are wired to, you know, be in our heads a little more than other people. And when we have these thoughts in the day, what's really interesting, and this is a statistic I read when I read Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself by Dr. Joe Dispenza many years ago, approximately 80% of the thoughts we have in the day are of the past. They are thoughts that we had the day before. They are thoughts that we're having about our prior experiences, our childhood, our upbringing, etc. And what this is doing is it is keeping us stuck in the past. And when we are thinking about the past each day, what we're not doing is creating the future we want that is different from the past. Now, sometimes this feels a little complicated to explain, but if all you do, or 80% of your thoughts, are past driven, then what you are doing is you're creating a future that's really similar to your past. So if you have had bad relationship experiences, you've had bad dating experiences, you've had awful interactions with women, and you dwell on those things, you think about those things, you are ultimately feeding your subconscious a narrative, a story, a reality that's your life. That's what's coming for you. That's your experiences. And this does not mean that you should never think about the past. This does not mean that you should force yourself to only think about the future or the moment. We learn from our past. It's important to dive into the past and to collect the information and the lessons from it. And I do this with my one-on-one clients, but we don't stay here. We take the lessons, we take the information, and we create awareness, we create understanding, and then we start to create the future that we do want, that for a bunch of you is probably going to look different, or you want it to look different from your past. So it is so important that we focus our thoughts on the present moment, as well as creating the visualization of what we want to come. Now, for some of us, that dwelling on the past really dominates our thought patterns. It leads to rumination, to overthinking, to recurrent memories, and you feel that viscerally in your body. Now, some people, however, have much more forward-focused mindset. And sometimes we're too stuck in the future, where our thoughts are predominantly about what's to come. And sometimes that can cause a little anxiety too. But what we want to do is we want to tend to more on the present moment, as well as creating a healthy vision for what's coming in our lives. Right? So it's so important to note and understand that just on average, we're wired to kind of think about the past. And I want you to just, as you're listening to me, think about like, I am kind of like, you know, guilty of doing a lot of reflection on what happened yesterday and what happened last week and what happened in the last 6 months and what happened in my last relationship. And we get stuck here. And when I was training to become a solutions-focused coach many years ago, Marilyn Atkinson, the founder of Erickson International, where I did some of my training, she used this analogy of when we dive into the past too much and when we ask the question, why, it is almost akin to if you were painting a square floor in your home, and as you're asking these why questions and you're reflecting on the past, you're painting yourself into a small corner of that room. That's the visualization that she put in my mind that made me realize that when we're stuck in the past and we're asking the why's, we're painting ourselves into a corner. And so it's so important to note that the quality of your thoughts and how you engage with those thoughts actually matters more than how many thoughts you're having. So this is where the whole world talks about cultivating mindfulness, cultivating self-awareness, and learning healthy thought patterns, because this is going to help many of you manage that rumination or excessive rumination about the past. Because if you are thinking about the past, you're dissecting the past, you're telling your subconscious, this is what I want more of. And I'm guessing for a lot of you, you don't want more of what you had before. You're looking for something different. So a great person to talk to about this or to learn from on this subject is Dr. Joe Dispenza. He has some great teachings on this. It's been very fundamental part of my learning. And he and many others touch on this subject. But the way he approaches it is not just from this kind of spiritual standpoint, but from a neuroscience standpoint. So for those that, you know, dip their toes into the spiritual world but need some more substance behind it, then he draws upon the neuroscience. And that can be helpful for some people because not all of us connect to what can feel like the woo-woo spiritualness out there. But many of us have this emotional baggage that we are carrying around from the past that weighs us down. And what is that doing? It is impacting your present experiences. When you carry around this baggage from the past, every time you interact with a new woman or you get into a new relationship or you join a new dating app, you are bringing that shit into your present moment. And that is going to significantly impact how you're interpreting what women are saying, how you're interpreting the experience, because you're allowing your past to dictate what's happening in this present moment. It's shaping the quality of your thoughts. So it is so important to go through what is can be a very different healing journey for many of us to release a lot of our negative emotions, understand what our patterns have been so we can acknowledge them and let those things go. And then we're really making this conscious choice to let them go. Right? Like, because I had some bad relationships in the past does not mean I feel like all my relationships are going to be similar to that. One of the things that being a dating and relationship coach has taught me is how to do the same things I do with my client. So is to understand the patterns that I had in my relationships, acknowledge them without judgment, and then consciously choose to let those things go and to create a future that looks very, very different. So this does, you know, encourage you to think about mindfulness, how to dive in more into the present moment that you're in. When you notice you're dwelling on the past regrets or you're having anxieties about the future, you just give that little gentle nod and a little bit of that encouragement to come back to the moment that you are in. And that might include journaling or meditation or deep breathing or just, you know, saying, okay, I'm just going to focus on that this present moment. And this is going to help your mind to stay grounded in the here and now. And this is not easy to do because what we're having to do is actually create new neural pathways in our brain, because our brains are so, they're fascinating things, but they are wired to repeat familiar patterns and behaviors, which is why so many women and men get stuck in what feels like Groundhog Day with their relationships. Like, why am I like attracting the same type of women? And why am I having the same type of relationships? And what the heck is going on here? Like, I just want to break this pattern. It's because your brains are really wired to repeat familiar patterns and behaviors. So to break free from this, you have to consciously create new neural pathways by visualizing positive, different outcomes for yourself. Visualization is hugely important. It's so important for my life right now as I go through an illness, thinking about not dwelling on why I got here, but thinking about where I want to go and how beautiful that future is going to be. Because I guarantee you, if I just focus on the past, it's going to be a real stressful year for me. And so this content is so important, not just for your dating and relationship experiences, which are the biggest relationships in our lives, but for every area of your life. For all relationships that you have. If you start to visualize positive outcomes, such as, guys, visualizing you approaching that attractive woman, visualizing you matching with this great, great girl, visualizing this beautiful home where you and your partner are loving up on each other and making coffees and rubbing each other's feet and laughing on the couch and having a great time, that visualization is going to help you create new neural pathways. And it's going to cultivate a positive mindset. And guess what? Your mind cannot differentiate between a past lived experience, a present one, and one that you're creating in the future. So your body takes this as your reality. It's fascinating. It's beautiful. It's neuroscience. I love it. It's really where many men will find some of the most impactful differences in their lives is when they challenge their own mind, because you guys are capable of doing all of these things. You're capable of having great relationships. You're capable of attracting amazing women into your life. If you believe that you are, if you can visualize this, and this helps you live authentically. And I was saying to a client yesterday who I worked with 2 years ago that's come back for some sessions with me, and I'm just over the moon. He's starting a new relationship. I'm just so happy for him. And the reminders here in these sessions are all mindset based. It's how we process and reprocess the events in our lives. So I wanted to share this today. It felt relevant for where I am in my life right now. It's a great reminder. It's an introduction to being conscious about our thoughts. It's helping you understand that, you know, you're not alone if you're ruminating on the past. And there's lessons and insight there. You know, there are absolute gems from your past for you to learn from, but not to hold on to forever. So if you find yourself dwelling on the past, or why didn't I do this, or I shoulda, coulda, woulda, notice that those are triggering words for you to go, nope, I'm not going to dwell on the past. You can be your own biggest advocate with your own mindset. You say, look, I'm actually going to focus on the experience I'm having right now, which is a great lunch with my friend, or creating a cool podcast, or talking to someone, or focusing on my work, or walking my dog, or doing whatever, or cooking a meal. Focus on that experience. Think more so about the beautiful future you want to see for yourself. I guarantee you this is going to shape and mold your experiences to be so much more enjoyable and loving and connected and all the things you guys are wanting to have, but your minds are preventing you from having them. So I hope this podcast was just insightful. As you're listening today, you're going like, shit, yeah, you know what it is? I gotta challenge my mind more. It is my mindset that's holding me back. And this is such a central theme to my work and my life and the content I share here. You know, mindset is the number one thing. Then we can have the right mindset to set us up for building skills and becoming better at all the things we want to become better at in relationships, talking to women, dealing with conflict, having, you know, planning great dates, doing all the things that are skill-based that we can learn when we believe that we can and when we set ourselves up positively to do so. Now, if you have stuck to the end of this podcast, just a little friendly reminder there that if your mindset with communicating with women, if you find it hard to understand women, then go check out that audio masterclass, because there's so much value and insight in there that's really going to shape your mindset, but teach you some things that you may not know about how women communicate, so that by tonight, by tomorrow, the next time you see an attractive woman, you're like, shit, I got this in the bag. Thank you, Kimberly. That was super great value. I really do encourage you guys to check it out. Ask me questions too if you're worried about what's in there or how to, you know, get access to the content or anything like that. I'm definitely an open book and love to hear from you. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Self-Confidence Project, and look forward to another one next week. Ciao.